Lesson D. Getting Involved, page 120. Exercise 1. Reading. El Sistema, Social Change Through Music.
In 1975, Dr. José Abreu, a musician and economist, wanted to do something about the poverty, violence, and hopelessness that many children experienced in his home nation of Venezuela. So he started an orchestra training program for children, known today as El Sistema. It was not an obvious solution. At the time, there were just two orchestras in the entire country and a classical music audience of only about 1,000. But Abreu believed that daily music instruction after school in a safe place would help protect children from violence on the streets. He thought that playing and learning together as a group could give children a sense of community and help them to learn to live in harmony with others. As Abreu says, "The orchestra is the only group that comes together with the sole purpose of agreement." El Sistema is very different than most music programs. In traditional music education, a student might have one lesson each week for 30 minutes. In El Sistema, students study 3 to 4 hours every day. El Sistema students play and study in groups rather than practicing alone. Every learner is expected to be a teacher. Once students have mastered a skill, it is their responsibility and privilege to teach it to another student. And while many music programs are available only to the best musicians, El Sistema is free and open to any child who wants to participate and work hard to improve. The impact of this program is remarkable. Venezuela today has hundreds of orchestras for children, youth, and adults, and hundreds of thousands of children are being given daily music education. El Sistema has spread to 60 countries throughout the world. Although most who participate in El Sistema will not become professional musicians, the program is helping countless children gain a sense of accomplishment, develop strong social connections, and build creative and leadership skills.